The Quirky Woodman Museum in Dover is marking its centennial with a new executive director and plans to expand its offerings. NHPR's Hannah McCarthy has more on the history of this hard-to-define early 20th century museum.
Coiled in jars of half-evaporated alcohol, 100-year-old snake specimens glow under soft lights. Nearby, the last cougar killed in New Hampshire sneers with lifeless eyes, early taxidermy technique making it look more like a stuffed toy than a once-live animal. But these attractions are nothing compared to the man-eating clam and four-legged chick, staple oddities at the Woodman Museum.
We have those old curio cabinets and the curiosities that were very common in the early 1900s.
Curator Tom Hindle likens the visitor experience to exploring the home of an eclectic collector.
You're going to stand face-to-face with Lincoln's saddle, and about five steps away, you turn around and you're now face-to-face with a 10-foot polar bear.
Annie Woodman was the philanthropic wife of a successful Dover banker. In 1915, she bequeathed $100,000 for the creation of a local and natural history and art museum. A year later, the museum opened in two stately brick homes in a 17th-century garrison house. A fourth house was added in 2006. Inside, they creak and groan with age and a hint of mustiness. Wooden and glass cabinets line the rooms, well-stocked with 99 years of donated objects.
So it's exciting for me because I never know what's going to come through the door. We had a lady come in a couple of years ago. She walked up to the counter. She plunks this item on the counter wrapped in a handkerchief. I open it up. It's a tooth from a mastodon.
Many of the objects have a connection to Dover, Hindle says, but not all. The only requisite is that something be unique and have historical significance. Your grandmother's bedroom set probably won't fly here, but your dad's collection of Springfield rifles might do.
It's very quirky. I mean, we go for, like I said, upstairs in this wonderful bird display, you will see a baby chicken with four legs.
Talk to Hindle for even a few minutes, and you understand his devotion to the Woodman. He began volunteering here in the late 1970s.
I knew a lot of the background, and then all of the changes that have gone on and the stories. In fact, an interesting story is that we have a bear over on the other side, a black bear, that's wearing an antique top hat.
Hindle launches into stories like these a lot. Every object jogs an origin story with an air of uncanniness, down to the survival of the museum itself. Before Hindle got involved, the museum was operating almost exclusively on the interest of that gift of $100,000 in 1916.
There was no admission. You could come in. You roamed around on your own. It was mostly senior volunteers, and that's all they did was open and close.
But that changed nearly 20 years ago when Hindle suggested admission fees. Today, it costs $8 for adults and $3 for children.
And then we started to try and raise some money, going out and soliciting individuals to sponsor, and then we started to update the exhibit.
After years of involvement, a trustee asked Hindle to take his place, and now he knows the Woodman better than anyone.
We get third graders here.
I think that was the last time I was here.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I honestly hear that a lot.
Year by year, the museum edges towards the 21st century. 1950s fluorescent bulbs are replaced with gentle, recessed lights. Handwritten, misspelled labels are swapped for typed placards. The bird display is dusted off. But always, says Hindle, the integrity of the collection is preserved. That means that every oddity and small treasure remains on display. You can count on seeing the 27-pound lobster, the 1,300-piece mineral collection, the Civil War soldier's letters home. Next year, the Woodman will celebrate its centennial, and Hindle is beginning to ease away from his charge. The board hired its first-ever executive director this year, Wes LaFountain. He's also the first person with a museum background to join the staff. LaFountain says the modernization will be organic and maintain the peculiarity of the museum. A visit to the Woodman, he says, speaks for itself. The trick is getting people in the door. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.